humpback whale that beached in Turnagain Arms south of Anchorage near Girdwood has died. Biologists say it is an uncommon location for a humpback, and they are now studying its death. The whale became stranded Sunday and again Monday. It appeared to free itself Monday night, but its body washed ashore Tuesday, a few miles away from where it had initially beached. On Wednesday, researchers carefully took measurements and samples, and subsistence users harvested blubber for food. Kathy Burek is a veterinary pathologist and part of the National Marine Fisheries Service team investigating the whale's death. Burek says the whale looks to be 2 years old or a little younger. The researchers are still looking at what caused its death, but Burek says she thinks the whale might have been following fish or smaller whales that are better suited for the narrow, shallow channels of Upper Cook Inlet.
I really think the most likely thing is this is just a really young animal. Maybe it followed the hooligan up or a bunch of belugas. So I think he just got a little confused and headed up the arm and he just got lost and can't get out.
Burek says samples taken from the whale can answer a variety of questions, including how stressed the whale had been in its final days or, looking at its genetics, how it is related to other whales. She says they might not find a specific cause of death, but there are still many research projects that will benefit from studying samples from the whale. That includes a researcher in California who is hoping to get the whale's entire head, which Burek guessed weighs more than a ton.
Because he wants to get into a freezer and then do an MRI or a scan of the entire head to try to look at the anatomy of a mysticete or a baleen whale head.
Burek says if it's even possible, the whale head would have to be hauled up a rocky embankment with heavy equipment. Testing of other, easier-to-get samples is already underway.